Welcome back to The Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, my next guest just put out his new album, Best Summer Ever, just this past summer. It's the sixth album for the indie pop sensation, Har Mar Superstar. Come on, baby, swallow your pride. Har Mar Superstar is well known in the indie rock circles for his R&B and soul-influenced indie pop. He's had a great few years, opening up for acts like the Red Hot Chili Peppers, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, and the Strokes, just to name a few. And if you've seen Har Mar Superstar in the past, you definitely have walked away with an impression, just based on his energetic, all-in, half-naked-to-naked stage shows. But don't let the full, raw stage presence fool you. Har Mar Superstar is coming to his own with his musical talent. And the new album, Best Summer Ever, produced by Julian Casablancas from The Strokes, is sort of a coming of age for the Minneapolis-based singer-songwriter, Har Mar Superstar. Welcome to The Download.
Thank you.
Good to have you here, man. Yeah. You know, let's talk about the new record, because you've had six records, and you've always had this, Har Mar's always been the character for you, but it really has evolved. There is a difference. This is a different type of music.
Yeah, it kind of started out as a, you know, kind of like tongue-in-cheek, kind of ironic, not really on purpose as much as I've kind of felt like I had to inject humor, just because like I'm like this like weird kind of pasty white kid coming out, like, you know, with some R. Kelly kind of flows,
right.
and so, you know, I always felt like I had to like kind of go over the top, and as the years progressed, you know, that kind of just doesn't hold up as much. You had to like get real a little bit, and I think the songwriting evolved and everything.
But you could get real by jettisoning the character or going in different directions, but you evolved the character, and it almost became, it's such an interesting art project in the way of being this character who, yeah, I mean, Har Mar Superstar is, if you haven't seen it, you kind of get half naked, you're oversexed R&B star that's on stage when you perform live.
Yeah, it was like, you know, kind of like this faked confidence for a long time that kind of was a thing that I never really considered until it kind of started evolving and really like life started imitating art in a weird way. And so, like, you know, now it's not really like a faked thing anymore, a character, as much as just like this kind of confidence I carry around.
The music obviously has R&B and soul influences. Where does that come from?
I mean, I grew up on Michael Jackson and Prince, so that's kind of it. All it always started there, and oldies radio for me when I was a little kid in the 80s was soul music, so for the most part. So, I mean, that was always what I loved, and Stevie Wonder is my guy, and you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
right,
just like
right.
That kind of that vibe is just always what I've always been drawn to.
What I've always loved, I mean, you've run the circles of everywhere from indie rock to indie pop, as we talked about, but the music has always had this 80s pop feel to it. And that's what's always fun about the character we were just talking about, but also just the way that you've been to just effortlessly, I mean, just in a smooth way, just create an 80s pop track. I mean, there's something about it. I mean, was it difficult for you, not difficult might not be the right word, but to go against the trend of like indie rock going in and discovering new music and really getting into cherishing that 80s pop sound?
Well, you know, I get to like delve into so many different projects. For this one, like, those are the sounds I grew up with, you know, like just that 80s, like, just there's a few synths that kind of just like take you back to a place, and just like, I don't know, the vibe of the soundtrack in the 80s, like for major motion pictures, like, you know, like,
right,
would
that's
be
exactly it.
Such like a great compilation of just like really like empowering mega jams.
Anthems.
Yeah, right, right. Super anthems. So it's like I was, you know, listening to like the Jewel of the Nile or the Romancing the Stone soundtrack, and like, or Cocktail or whatever, Top Gun, and like that's what really stuck with me. beyond just like the soul and the R&B and everything. I kind of like loved like the growling big hits of like Eddie Money and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like,
but and with the new record, I mean, that's what we're talking about, the evolution. I mean, you've gotten much more into the songwriting phase of this. I mean, the songs that come off of this record are much more emotional. They're kind of about your life. They're different than sort of like a song that would sound like Jewel of the Nile or an Eddie Money track. I mean, you really are sort of, you're growing into it.
Well, you know, you got to like embrace the fragile nature of life a little bit. And you have to, I think I've been kind of on a quest of being as real as possible for the last couple albums.
Why is it?
I don't know. I just feel like that's just kind of where I'm at in my mind. And I feel like a lot of people aren't. So it's like, I feel it's like my duty to...
Well, I mean,
present that side of life.
It's interesting because you get up on stage, I mean, and you're playing a character, and even, you know, we talk about the different projects you've been involved in, I mean, from videos to film to music. I mean, there is this idea of it not being real.
Yeah,
you know,
like, totally.
So it is interesting that you're trying to go in a different direction, say, this is me, this is real.
Yeah, I guess, I didn't really ever
is
think that, about it
is
like
that, that. Is it hard? Is it challenging at all to do that?
No, it's surprisingly easy. I don't know if it's easy for other people to hear, but for me, it's kind of, I don't know, it's all about being like as real as possible. I'm kind of, you know, in that sense where I think people put on a persona for like social media or just like in their songwriting or whatever they might be doing in their everyday life. And I feel like it's important to kind of present the fact that like, no matter how good it seems like it's going for someone, they might be like suffering from any random thing, depression or like a breakup or just anything that can like plague your brain and make you feel like less of a person, you know?
The indie pop artist Harmar Superstar in studio with us, a singer-songwriter. The new record's called Best Summer Ever. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll talk more with Harmar Superstar here on The Download. Stay with us. Welcome back to The Download here on 720 WGN. The music you're listening to, Harmar Superstar, the indie pop sensation, in studio with us. The new record, Best Summer Ever. Touring around the country right now. Going to be in Chicago coming up here on New Year's, which
yes.
is great.
Yeah, I'm excited.
You know, you just made a change in your life where you moved back to Minnesota. You moved back to Minneapolis. You made your name, and you've done it for the last decade in L.A. and New York, and you've got a lot of, even the people who helped produce and write this record are celebrities in the way that, you know, you guys have created an environment, a creative environment to work. Why move out of that environment, go back to Minneapolis?
Well, I was kind of in L.A. I love the vibe and had a lot of friends, but there's something about just the weather being the same all the time that made me go kind of nuts. Like, I would never know what time of year it was. Half the time, I wouldn't even know what year it was because, like, there were no seasons to kind of signal when I should start working on things. And so there was that, and I kind of was a little burnt out on that kind of feeling. So I went to New York, and I was going to be there for, like, a year and then figure out what to do and just sort of float around. And I ended up there for 4 years, and I love New York as well, but it's kind of changing in a way that I am not super into, and everybody's kind of getting shoved east into, like, these weird industrial
just
parts
of
town.
And,
how everywhere is creeping east, you know? And then, like, and so, you know, being a musician and trying to put together a band, and the band's bigger now. There's like 6 or 7 of us on stage. So nobody has any time. You're basically like, I'm just spending my time just scheduling so people can, like, maybe do an hour long practice. And, like, yeah, like in like 3 weeks. And I'd get home from a tour and not do anything and just sort of like drink at a bar till 4 a.m. and be like, what am I don't need to be here to do what I do at all. And I'd find myself flying back to Minneapolis to produce stuff with my friends like Ryan Olson from Gangs and Polisa and a bunch of other just amazing musicians there that are just kind of free to do whatever they want because it's an affordable economy plus like an amazing scene with just people.
Let's talk about that scene. I mean, I don't know the Minneapolis indie scene that well. I mean, what defines it?
Well, I mean, it's kind of just like a bunch of people who work together, whether it be like, you know, we all kind of like collaborate with the rappers Doomtree or, you know, the guys from Rhymesayers, like Atmosphere and POS and all those guys. And there's also Polisa and Gangs and Marijuana Death Squads, which is all kind of like one faction, kind of produced by Ryan Olson, who also does a lot of the Bon Iver stuff, and we're all kind of like out at his studio all the time.
So there's, and just a, good, there's a good, yeah, there's a good infrastructure. I mean, yeah, obviously, just what you just said, there's a lot of bands and people to collaborate with.
Yeah, and everybody's just sort of open about styles and trying whatever, and kind of like everybody plays to their strengths, or, you know, everybody has like a weird back pocket talent that nobody knows about.
How's the audience for it? I mean,
it's huge. Minneapolis is a huge music town. Like, it's one of those places where bands break first, and that crowd's just there for them. So it's a place people love to come on tour because it's a really cool vibe, and like this art scene that is really unexpected. It's kind of like, I don't know, like how like Portland and Austin used to feel. It's still got that kind of vibe, but it's cold enough where it's not going to get overblown because people aren't just going to move in. And
there's winter still. Well, I'm fascinated. You know, with Adam Green on not too long ago, and just
he's one of my best friends.
And this concept of, and we talked a little bit about the creative community in New York City, where it's, you know, it's obviously really difficult to live there because of the expenses and what it takes to pay for rent and things like that. But out of the crevices, if you will, I mean, you talked about getting pushed east. There is this creative community that are trying new things, experimental work, video, film. Music.
Yep.
Do you miss something like that, or can you bring that kind of thing to Minneapolis?
I feel like that's already happening in Minneapolis. There's so much going on, and there's a lot of people are actually moving out of, you know, places like New York and LA at this point that are getting like kind of the bubbles bursting. And I don't think I need to bring it there. I'm bridging the gap between New York and Minneapolis and LA. I think a lot of my friends who never were in those scenes from Minneapolis have been introduced to so many people now through just like me kind of like being an ambassador of sorts, you know, and like connecting people, being like, you should hook up with this drummer when you go to New York, or find this guy to make your video when you get to Minneapolis.
Right,
and like,
so
the world's just gotten a lot smaller, and it doesn't really matter where anyone lives. And from Minneapolis, it's a 3-hour flight either way. So
with the band that's backing you, the 6-piece, you're doing much more horns work, R&B, soul. Like, you're really getting in with the new record.
Oh yeah,
is this the future for you? I mean, are you going full time music in the way that you are, Harmar Superstar?
Yeah,
and
I mean,
Sean, that kind of thing.
Right now, I'm kind of like, after this tour, I'll probably wind down a little bit, maybe do one more tour for Best Summer Ever. But I've been kind of touring it since March, so I feel like the timeline's kind of fading out on it, but I don't know what the next vibe will be. I'm just going to write a bunch of songs and see what happens. But I think we're going to focus on Gangs and this project called LaRon for a while. And, you know, I write a lot of screenplays and things like that. So I'm kind of might take a little time to just do that for a second.
How do you choose what's next? I mean, when you're when you're an artist with multi-disciplines, you're a writer, you're involved in films, you know, you're a musician. I mean, how do you organize your life to say what's next? Just sort of spontaneously happen?
It just depends. Like, an idea just kind of comes and takes the forefront. It's just like there's some horse that comes out of nowhere and you just jump on it. You know, if there's like a script that I feel like I have like a really good idea for and I don't jump on it, then it's never going to happen. So I just do that. Or, you know, a role will come out of the blue for a movie and I'll go do that, and that'll inspire some other thing. It's all just kind of a big living, breathing organism that, like, you just don't know where it's going to go next. So,
well, I personally hope you stick with the music.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's going to be the constant, I think. Yeah. That's what people know me for. I'm not trying to, like, be Ice Cube or whatever. But, like, I mean, he's great at it. But
I'm looking forward for your TBS sitcom, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, my family show.
Right.
No, but, like, I don't have any plans to go there. I probably will be creeping in the shadows of weird music studios and
all right,
in the middle of the night for the rest of my life. So.
I love it in Minneapolis. Yeah. Harmar Superstar, the new record, which came out this summer, it's called Best Summer Ever. His 6th album. He's going to be playing at the First Ward on New Year's Eve here in Chicago. Harmar Superstar, a pleasure to have you in studio. I appreciate coming in.
Hell yeah. I'll come back anytime.